Governor Sean Parnell is defending his decision to wait 4 years to request a federal investigation into reports of a sexual assault problem in the Alaska National Guard. Anchorage Daily News columnist Shannon Moore wrote on Sunday that Parnell first learned about misconduct in the Guard in 2010 when he was approached by three Guard chaplains. Parnell says he took those charges seriously, but lacked the details to prompt an investigation until February. He says after the initial concerns were raised, he went to Major General Thomas Katkus to make sure the systems were in place to protect Guard members. Then in February, Parnell says he was able to talk with a Guard member who provided specifics.
That Guard member provided me with two instances where it appeared, if the allegations were substantiated, that the system would have failed our guard member. And at that point, I realized I needed to get an independent assessment of the entire reporting and investigation structure. And so I called in the National Guard Bureau. They have a complex investigation review team. So I did that within 24 hours as well of getting those specific details. And that team is on the ground now in Alaska doing their work to ensure that victims are safe.
I'm sure that you're aware that some people will think, why was it 4 years? What do you think maybe could have been done differently?
So at the time, I took action, and I took immediate action to make sure that every victim of a sexual assault had been referred to law enforcement. I made sure that anybody who had concerns about what was happening in the Guard had a safe reporting structure, but without specific detail about how the system was otherwise failing, that's all I could do, is what I believed, and still believe that.
The Choose Respect campaign has been a big focus for you. Are you concerned that this may damage the momentum or the image that you're hoping to get across to Alaskans about coming forward when these things happen?
Well, absolutely. I don't think anybody, and I think the work that I have as governor, as well as my life work, anybody who knows me would say that I care deeply about victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. And I'm more concerned than anything that victims may not come forward, because I know from speaking with many across this state how difficult that already is. And I don't want to make that more difficult. That's why, you know, I've called in the National Guard Bureau to help, because I think it is beyond us at this point.
You're still standing behind General Katkus. Do you have confidence in him, or do you wish that he would have come to you sooner?
General Katkus has been very forthright. When I started asking questions about sexual assault cases, he came forward right away, showed me the cases that had been, you know, transferred to law enforcement, showed me how they have tracked cases, detailed how they investigate cases, and he's been very proactive about holding what the Guard calls sensing sessions, meaning going into Guard units and informing people about how to report acts of sexual harassment, acts of sexual violence. So General Katkus has been very proactive in that regard, and that's what I know at this point.
McHugh Pierre was asking questions. He's the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Who asked him to have the chaplain sign confidentiality statements?
I don't know that, but I do have a copy of what he apparently asked to be signed. And what it actually says is, it's a statement that was mailed out, or that was emailed, as he says it, to all DMVA employees. And it says that employees are not authorized to give statements on behalf of the department without first coordinating the request with one supervisor, which is standard operating policy in any department or in any business that you don't speak for the business, you don't speak, you know, for the department without coordinating that with your supervisor. So that's as much as I know, and I'm happy to give you a copy of that.
He also spoke with people on base about wanting to know how information was getting out. It almost feels a bit like a witch hunt that he was looking for people, and this letter, asking the chaplains to sign this letter, apparently he wouldn't give them a copy of it when they left. Does that concern you that oftentimes it takes people acting outside of the normal channels in order to get this information forward? And at the end of the day, that's the main mission, is it not?
Well, that's true. And I mean, that's why I ask these questions. Again, there's nothing that stops an employee, as long as they're not speaking on behalf of the department. In other words, they're speaking as a person, as an Alaskan who's concerned. That's not what this statement addresses, though.
But the chaplains weren't saying that they were speaking for the department. They were raising concerns about people who were alleging sexual assault.
And I don't condone, you know, the activity that you just described. I do, on the other hand, understand when supervisors are asking their employees not to represent the department on certain things. In this case, I don't have all the facts, but I can tell you I don't condone, you know, trying to stop what you're describing.
You're saying you wouldn't condone McHugh Pierre asking them to be quiet?
No. But again, I don't have evidence that that's what he did. What I have evidence is that he asked them not to speak on behalf of the department without coordinating that with a supervisor.
Governor, how frustrated are you, and what have you taken away from this process? Do you think that there's things that need to be done differently?
Well, I am frustrated when Alaskans in the Guard don't feel like they are protected. That's entirely frustrating. And it's frustrating to me when I don't have enough information to take action beyond what I did. So if indeed we find that there is wrongdoing, you know, I'll take steps to punish that and make it right. There's no question about that.
Governor Sean Parnell defending his decision to wait until 2 months ago to ask for a federal investigation of sexual misconduct in the Alaska National Guard. To read a transcript of a longer version of this interview, go to our website, alaskapublic.org.